We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important. Jobs.
Law and order.
Climate change.
Social security.
This next question comes from the public.
The biggest tax cuts.
Your schools are no good.
Immigration.
How can you unite a country?
Income inequality.
You have no jobs.
Gross national debt.
Pre-existing conditions.
Race.
You're living in poverty.
Uncertain issues.
Too much inequality.
Cyber attack.
Deportation.
The Supreme Court.
Discipline.
Let me repeat the question.
Woo! Okay.
So, let's begin.
It's a challenge every election cycle. How do you slice up the American electorate into groups that have meaning if you look at specific issues? Is there a way to really see how issues affect Americans in different communities? Answering this question is the mission of the American Communities Project that has divided the country into 15 distinct communities. Using these categories as a guide and a little of our own reporting, we've been pursuing an initiative we're calling Portrait of an American Voter. We're hearing your thoughts and concerns about the challenges facing our nation. It's not a scientific poll. It's more a personal, emotional exploration of how individual voters are making up their minds on issues from education and the environment to police brutality and PTSD. Up next, we hear from a voter in the LDS Enclaves community type.
My name is Lindsay Hanson Park, and I am 34. I have to think about that. And I work for a nonprofit that deals with Mormon scholarship and history. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was born and raised here and have lived in different parts of the state for my entire life. Utah is known for Mormons, and I think it's known for Mormons for a good reason. There are a lot of Mormons here. It's the headquarters of the LDS Church. There's sort of this tension going on in Salt Lake City where we have a very conservative religious presence that has always been there. And then we have this counter reaction to it. So there's a struggle between big government and small government, being suspicious of the government, not being suspicious of the government. And all of those residues come together in this sort of Mormon political landscape. Salt Lake City and parts of Utah have some of the worst air quality in the world. I would say that everybody here complains about it. They complain about just the air, and we call it the inversion because we have the mountains that sort of hold in the smog. So everybody knows about it. Everyone complains about it. And yet when, you know, any sort of political action trying to be taken, there are a lot of grassroots organizations that have tried to enact change. Mormon politicians really fight back on that if they feel like, you know, any sort of big government, federal government regulations are going to come in. This is not openly spoken about, but there is sort of this sense that in Mormonism, we are a millenarian group, which means we believe someday that in a second coming of Jesus Christ returning to the earth, and that we believe that the earth will be renewed to its paradisical glory and be restored. And so I think, as far as environmental issues, a lot of Mormons, although they might not admit this publicly, don't really think the world's going to be around that long to be destroyed. And I remember thinking that as a very faithful Mormon woman, that I was very concerned about the environment. I was very concerned about these things. And yet I knew that before it got too bad, before the earth got too bad, Jesus would come and it would be okay. And so I think that that belief stops us from really worrying about sustainable action for the environment, because our faith tells us that God is going to take care of it. Now, of course, I don't believe that now. I believe that we have to be good stewards of the earth, and we can't just, you know, destroy everything and then expect it to be fixed.
To hear all 15 voices featured in our Portrait of an American Voter project, head over to thetakeaway.org/voter.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.